Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure, as always, as you know. And you're going to be glad you did. You did hang out with us today because Dr. Reed Holden is with us. And Reed is founder of Holden Advisors. He's a consultant and a trainer. He helps companies like yours, a lot of big companies too, but also companies like yours, put their best foot forward in the marketplace. And he and His co-author, Mark Burton, have put together a book that I am very excited about. I'm very pleased that they've done this. This is very important, folks. This is critical. I know that those of you who've listened to me on the show over the years, you know a lot about what I'm already going to say, because you've heard me talk about these things, not just the area of pricing, but the idea of what you bring to the marketplace. But that manifests in a price, and so you have to understand how to work that out. And that's the reason why I'm excited about Reed's and Mark's book, Pricing with Confidence: 10 Ways to Stop Leaving Money on the Table. How does that sound? Dr. Burton, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's Dr. Holden, Jim. Reed.
I mean, Dr. Holden. Burton's the other guy. He's the other guy.
He's just as important.
See, that was all part of my plan, Reed, because, I just wanted to make sure you were awake.
Very much.
Because I never make a mistake around here, Reed. It's good to have you here, and thanks for being here, and congratulations on your book. I really am glad you guys did this.
Thank you, Jim. We're glad to be here as well.
My audience says, okay, Jim, get it over with. Let's get it out of here. Okay, here's what they know I'm going to say, Reed. The price war is over and small business lost. What do you think?
Well, I actually believe that the battle continues, and not only small businesses but large businesses continue to lose. And the bad news is that that's going to continue. The good news is they don't have to.
That's insanity, isn't it, when you expect something different from the same behavior?
Yeah, and it's amazing the number of managers who continue with the insanity, and they justify it. They think about how hard it is in their business. They become victimized by their customers, and they don't think about other ways of dealing with it.
Well, there is something, though, that's contributed to a degree to all this, Reed, that there's been a kind of a I'm going to give small business owners at least a little bit of a not a pass, but I'm going to give them a little bit of slack, because as you know, in the 21st century, everything that's available to us to buy is a commodity, and so it's really, except for service, obviously,
right.
that's something that's not a commodity, but everything else, everything you can hold or kick or paint or whatever, those are commodities. And because the marketplace has gotten to that point, it sort of sucks us into that, the attitude that we have to price our products the way commodities are priced.
Yes, but you don't have to price the services wrapped around those products,
right,
as commodities. And, you know, we talk about a company in the book. We are unfortunately contractually bound not to talk about the specific companies, but we talk about a dirt company, not their exact industry, but a close
mm-hmm.
one. That is the ultimate commodity product, dirt. And these guys figured out how to wrap service around it and charge a little bit more, and they have become one of the biggest and most successful companies in their industry.
Well, that's a wonderful story. And, folks, if somebody can do this with dirt, you can do it with anything that you do. It's I know you work with a lot of big companies. I don't care about those guys. You know,
yeah.
I mean, they can take care of themselves. My job is to take care of small business owners, because they do need some help. And the thing the biggest challenge, the biggest fallacy maybe for small businesses, is they think about who their prospects are, and they look at the phone book.
Yeah.
And yeah, their prospects are in the phone book, but it's not everybody in the phone book.
Right.
What do you think?
That's a common mistake that a lot of businesses make. Anybody who can possibly buy their product, they try to sell it to them. And the fact of the matter is that there are some companies who will appreciate the value and others who don't. unfortunately, often the others who don't are going to be the first ones to let you start bidding on their business, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to get their vendors to get into a price war.
Or if they're retail, or if they're retail consumers, they're the ones who are taking up all your time and never going to give you any business.
Oh, sure. And you look at what happens in the automobile industry and on the retail side, and those guys continue to compete on price, and I just think they're nuts.
Well, it's tough in the car business. I have a lot of empathy for those guys because that's a tough industry. But the thing that I tell, let me make a statement. You tell me what you think about it, Reed. I tell small business owners they should thank Walmart for being in town, because they're the guys who take the people who only consider price out of their building, and so they don't have to wait on them.
I absolutely agree with that. You know, in the book, we talk about competition, and we have a tendency, I mean, we're a small business owner too, and there's a tendency to vilify your competition. Mm-hmm. I believe that competition keeps you honest. It keeps
you
focused on the things that you do that are better than the guys at Walmart. You know,
isn't that the fundamental difference between capitalism and communism? From a marketplace standpoint, that is the fundamental difference, isn't it?
Absolutely. And in this issue of vilifying, you know, understand what Walmart can do, but more importantly, what Walmart can't do, and make sure that you focus on people who are willing to pay you for the things that Walmart can't do.
Right, right. Your price point. Let's get into the weeds just a little bit, Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Your price point should be driven equally as much, if not more than equal, based on what your gross profit needs to be.
Well,
right?
That is a good starting point, but that's cost plus pricing, and probably the easiest way to price is cost plus. But if you know that an outfit like Walmart has significantly lower cost of both acquisition, acquiring the products, and providing them, a cost plus approach can get you into trouble. The trick is, in the areas that you have to compete with Walmart, to decide whether or not you want to, but most importantly, in the areas that you don't have to compete with Walmart, like cutting glass. A lot of local hardware stores cut glass. Those are the areas they should make a little bit more money.
So they should
charge, in their costing formulas, make sure they charge a little bit more for those services, and that's where they're going to make their profit.
You talk about that in the book. You talk about when to know when to price high and when to know when to price low.
Right, and to know what to do in between.
and all the ones in between, exactly. Going to be right back with Dr. Reed Holden, not Dr. Burton. That's Mark. He's the other guy, the co-author of Pricing with Confidence. I'm excited about this book, folks. I know you will be, too, when you see it. It's available wherever books are sold. 20 after, right back. We got a lot more to come. Stay with us.
And the range of useful information you bring to your listeners is staggering.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. There's a little bit of Dire Straits bringing us back. Those are the fingers of Mark Knopfler on the guitar. A serious guitar picker. Dr. Reed Holden is our guest. I don't know. He might play the guitar a little bit. I'm not sure. I know he can write a book. He and Mark Burton wrote an outstanding book called Pricing with Confidence. And that's what we're talking about. By the way, folks, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find the show and all the other stuff we do here. And the second one, askjim.biz, is where you can get small business answers now. Reed, give us your website and tell us where we can find your book.
The website is holdenadvisors.com. The probably the best place to get the book is in Amazon.com. They have the lowest price. They ship them fast, and we're very happy to see them do that.
But now, wait a minute, Reed. What about the local bookstore that's going to wrap it with services and let them have a cup of coffee and know their name when they come in? Shouldn't we pay them more for your book?
Well, I think it all depends on what you're looking for. I mean, I quite frankly look for convenience. I buy a lot at Amazon, and... You know, I think that there are some bookstores that we'll probably be signing the books at, and those are the good ones to go to and pay a little bit more.
Well, and the thing is that if there's a bookstore near you where you feel that there's you could have an experience and buy a book, that's where you'll go to, isn't it?
Right.
Isn't the experience something that people want these days as well?
Well, it all depends. There are different types of people who want different things at different times. And there are times when you want convenience. There are times when you want low price. There are times when you want the experience.
Right.
There are times when you want the relationship.
Right.
And as a seller, you have to understand all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. And you really need a product to, that fit, kind of fits all that, don't you? You need to price a product like we were talking earlier about knowing when to price high, when to price low, and when to price in the middle. Some things people want to come in, and even if they pay you a premium for certain things, there's something that they want to walk out with quickly. They won't pay you a premium for.
Right, and I think that's. I'm going to take exception with what you just said, Jim.
Okay.
A small business can't afford to be everything to all people. A small business has to have a very good understanding of what it is they're providing. Are they providing
right.
low price? Are they providing the experience? In many cases, they can't afford to do both, and they shouldn't try.
No, I completely agree with you, and my audience knows that for sure, that I've said that many times. One of the things that I know I've said to you, and I don't think I've said in our online segments, our live segments, is the concept of what we used to say about purchasing agents. They know the value. I'm sorry. They know the price of everything. That's the definition, folks. We used to say of a purchasing agent with our tongue in our cheek, somewhat. They know the price of everything and the value of nothing. And do business owners get sucked into that a little bit when they're pricing?
Yes, they get sucked into it very badly. And the fact of the matter is that, like many years ago, purchasing agents today are fairly sophisticated, and they've learned to do the things they need to get people to drop on price. Purchasing agents are amazed at how quickly a business owner or manager will fold and drop their price. They're amazed that the sellers don't understand their value, and they actually tell stories to each other about how they rattle business owners, be they big or small, and get them to drop price.
Because they don't have any guts. They don't have any pricing guts, do they?
They don't have any pricing confidence.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah, the fact of the matter is that buying today, as many years ago, is theater. And unless sellers understand that it's a game that purchasing agents are playing, they're going to fall prey to their tactics. The trick is to recognize that when a purchasing agent asks for a lower price, the trick is, if you're going to give them a lower price, make sure you take something away. Make sure you take mm-hmm. services away. We know one small business that was selling a product for a nickel, and they were losing money on it. And they figured out a way to raise the price of that product by 60%, raised it from a nickel to 8 cents, and the way they did it was by shipping it out of stock rather than giving it a 16-week lead time.
Mm-hmm.
That delivery was worth 60% more. And the company was scared to death when they raised the price. When they raised the price, the customers said, "We wondered when you were going to figure out what was going on in this business."
And listen, Reed, is there anything wrong with going to a customer? You're a small business owner. They're doing business with you for a reason. Otherwise, they'd buy all their stuff from a big company. Is there anything wrong with going to your customer and saying, "Look, I need to raise my prices because of you know this and that," and talk to them a little bit about the value to you of the pricing and the ability for you to maintain the services that you've given them. Have that kind of a business conversation with them. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong. Can I tell you a story?
Go ahead.
We're a small business owner, too, and we often deal with large businesses that are controlled by purchasing agents. We had a company contact us for a contract, and once we figured out the terms of the contract, the purchasing agent got involved, called one of the people in our company and said, "I want a lower price." Her response was, "No problem. We'll give you a lower price, but we have to take away these three things out of the business. We're already concerned about the quality for these reasons, and we actually think you should spend more money and do these things so you get a better result." In the end, the purchasing agent spent an extra $50,000 with us.
Because
of that discussion.
Mm-hmm. Talk to your customers, folks. They're business people just like you, and if you're doing a good job, they will understand. But you got to do it right, and you got to practice too. Hey, Reed, we got a lot more to talk about. Will you come back?
Absolutely, Jim. I'd love to.
I've enjoyed having you here. I hope you have. And the book is called Pricing with Confidence. Reed Holden, Mark Burton, co-authors, wherever books are sold. Thanks, Reed. See you next time.
Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye.
Quick break. Right back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.